In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Armagon, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel P, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Hey everybody, welcome to Talking Comics Episode 3. Three with a one after it.
31, yeah. Part one. This will be a two-part episode.
Yeah.
This will be a two-part episode.
You'll be gone next week. Dead. Okay, you won't be dead. You'll be gone for too many days, so it'll feel like you're dead.
I am leaving for a couple weeks. Well, 10 days.
A couple weeks?
10 days.
Oh my god, you're gonna die.
10 days. But we have episodes scheduled while I'm gone. So this is
Wait,
gonna be...
Wait, can you do, like, release dates? Like,
I can schedule them.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I scheduled. I'll have everything scheduled before I leave to release over the next 2 weeks. So we're going to do a part one and part two of this episode because we've got our normal weekly stuff, but then we went to a convention today.
And got a lot. He got, I think, a little bit more than
I think you got more than I did.
It was
we'll
close.
See. So we're going to do our normal part one, and then part two, we're going to do a special convention recap. So Welcome to the giant size episode of Talking Comics.
Episode 31.
Part one.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
Okay, that was cool.
So as I said, I will be gone, but that's okay.
Dead.
For a couple weeks ago.
Gone.
Would you please stop saying dead?
Okay.
Thank you. Do you want me to die?
No.
I'm leaving this in.
Oh. You'll live. It's fine.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
The person that crashed and fell everybody on it anyways. Deceased.
So, we have our normal weekly polls. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
I guess you can go first.
Okay, I'll go first in the normal weekly polls. So, Number one I got a trade paperback of Batman the White Knight, finally. I ordered this a couple weeks ago. This is not working. This arm's in my way. All right, so I got the trade paperback of the Batman White Knight.
That's Harley Quinn, and I already looked. It's amazing now.
It's amazing now.
It also has the Batman who laughs.
I'm going to read this because I have a person on TikTok who wants to be on the show, and we're going to do a read episode, and this is what he picked for me to read. So
who?
I'm going to read this.
Who is it?
It's, I don't know his name. I can't remember. God, it smells good. New book smell.
I like old book smell.
But
crispy.
He suggested this. This was his favorite. So I'm going to read and discuss, and he'll join
Harley
Annika.
Quinn.
Annika and I when we get back.
What,
when I get
too?
Back. Yeah. It'll be like episode 6 we did with Jamie. But he'll be virtual because he's in England. So.
England?
Yes.
Scottish? Is he Scottish?
I don't think he's Scottish.
Is he Scottish? I've always wanted to meet a Scottish person.
Well, he will have a British accent. Annika's excited now.
All right. A British person.
So next, so we're going to do that. That'll be in about a couple weeks. So when I get back and the next episode we do after I get back, I'll invite him on. I'm going to take that with me to read. Next, I got The Amazing Spider-Man, number 10. Number 10. It's kind of a neat cover. It's like
it
a newspaper
cool.
cover.
Yeah.
And
I have
then
a
I got
human in front of mice.
Vision and Scarlet Witch, number 4. So that's cool. Star Wars, number 4. The Flash, number 6. Absolute Flash, sorry. Number 6. The Deadpool Kills the Marvel Universe One Last Time, number 5. It's kind of an interesting cover. Oh, I got Toxic with Vince Avenger team up, Toxic team up with the Acid Chimp. It's kind of cool. It's got a cool trading card with it. It's very neat. Battle Beast number 4.
Hold on. Where's my Hello Kitty?
Behind me. I'll get it. Black Cat number 1. I've liked her in the Amazing Spider-Man series, so I was like, oh, let's try a couple issues of this. So, Black Cat number 1. What?
Nothing.
What's so funny?
Nothing. Nothing. It's calling out a person.
Absolute.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Nope.
So then you can just, okay.
Nope. Absolute Batman number 11. And then TMNT, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles in a half shell.
Turtle power.
Turtles number 1. I hope we don't get canceled on YouTube for singing that.
We probably will.
Probably will. So that was my pull. What did I do with that thing? Oh, it's over here. Hold on.
Oh. I got that at McDonald's.
Because I tried
the new shake.
Annika got a toy, a Ninja Turtle Hello Kitty mashup. So I'm going to put them up here.
Yeah.
On the shelf.
Turtles in the Turtle Power.
It's never going to stay there, but we'll see.
It's never going to stay there.
So that was my weekly pulls this week. So Annika, what did you pull this week? Might have to take a break and come back because she's got a big stack.
I got a big stack. Totally. Totally so big.
She got one comic.
That wasn't even on my pull list because I didn't get any of this
week. She didn't get anything this week. So she's like, can I just get this?
Okay. One. So I got the final begins here. Year of the Villains. Hell Arise. It's cool. I started reading it, but never finished. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Question time.
not yet. Come on. You got a 2-page script this week.
Yeah, I know.
Mine's like 5 pages.
Exactly.
But I have all the questions on mine. So
I also got some questions.
I have a lot more questions.
Mm.
So, what did you read this week, Annika?
Oh, I hope you've been keeping track of that.
You have for school.
Oh, yeah. I read the Harley Quinn road trip special that I got last week.
Yep.
It was pretty good. I liked it a lot. Then I read about a quarter of my book of Death Note. It's a really good series. Totally recommend. Also, watch the anime before you. Read the thing. Makes so much more sense. And then I read some of my Pitch Dark book and some of my Grimm's Fairy Tales book, and that was it.
Okay.
So I read a lot.
You did some reading this week.
Yes, I have to do 120 hours for school every week. I have to read 120 hours each week.
No.
Yeah. 120.
20 minutes.
Oh, no. 1 hour.
So it's 100 minutes a week.
No, 1 minute a week. Oh, no. 1 hour and 20 minutes a week. I got it right that time. Because I only have to read 4 days.
So that's 80 minutes. So, yeah, that would be 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Get it right.
So what did I read this week? I read, let's see, Red Hulk number 6. No, Red Hulk number 6, Cul-de-sac number 1. It was decent. Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, number 1.
Oh, wait a second. We did go to a poetry event.
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that.
Toxic Avenger comics. Toxic Avenger number 1. Bring On the Bad Guys, Red Skull number 1. I really enjoyed that. Deadly Tales of a Gunslinger Spawn number 8. Love that series. Probably my favorite series so far. Gwenpool number 3, The Amazing Spider-Man. Oh, wait. Gwenpool number 3. It was okay. Weird. The Amazing Spider-Man number 8. And Pinapocalypse number 8 was good. Pinapocalypse number 5 was really good. My current read, guess what my current number is, Annika? How many I've read this year to date?
225.
Not quite. 269. And it's day 235. So I am well ahead at the moment.
I've read like.
Yeah. 30. I mean, it might catch up a little bit on this trip. I'm going to take a couple graphic novels to read. So it won't be like reading issues. So I don't know. We'll see. What was the favorite thing you read this week that you got? Please stop clicking because that picks up in the note.
My death notebook.
In the microphone.
My
death notebook. My death notebook?
No, it's not called that.
What is it called?
It's my book. It's called Death Note.
It's my book.
No, it isn't. It is not your book.
Okay.
It's called Death Note.
So Death Note was your favorite thing. Don't listen to him. Death Note was the favorite thing. Mm-hmm. That you read.
Yeah, you should read it.
I'm not reading
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you would not read that. You would not. Well,
I don't read backwards. That just trips me
okay,
out.
Then watch the anime. Well, don't watch the anime, actually. That's even worse.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll try it, but man, okay. It seems like it would mess with my mind.
Do not watch the movie. The movie sucks. They didn't even get Misa with blonde hair. No, don't.
All righty. Well, the favorite one out of what I read this week. It's pretty close tie between Gunslinger Spawn, you know, Deadly Tales of Gunslinger Spawn, and Bring Out the Bad Guys, Red Skull. Probably pick Spawn, but those were my favorite two this week.
Panel Pete's was TMNT.
That was his pick of the week. It sure was. It sure was.
Yep. You would edit him for like 6 hours. It was amazing.
It was 6 hours, but yeah, I put a lot of time into Panel Pete. My goal on this
Panel Pete! Get the merch in the link tree in the description down below.
Like and subscribe.
This video is brought to you by We Don't Have Any Sponsors.
Brought to you by
Diet Coke. Sponsor us, please. We love you.
Aquadio.
Yeah, it's Aqua Aquadio, which we also own.
Let's see.
Sponsoring ourselves.
So
we're not getting monetized.
It's not sponsoring. It's just advertising.
Advertising. I can't believe you added an ad.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck. At Aquadio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.
What are you looking forward to reading this week?
I can't say it.
Okay, we'll get to it in part. Check back for part two.
Check part two. Disclaimer, this video will be, I don't know yet.
We
haven't got there.
I'm probably gonna read the White Knight. I'm gonna take my Thor Journey into Mystery. Not the comic, but I have like the graphic novel of the first like 20. So I'm going to take that with me and finish that, The White Knight. And I might take one more. I don't know.
Do not take my Death Note.
Don't worry. Trust me. I'm not taking that. But my other goal while I'm gone is while I have a lot of downtime on the plane and stuff, I want to finish. My goal is by the end of September, and I'll knock out a huge chunk of it on this trip. Is finish the script for
Panel Pete
issue 1. So
I already wrote it.
Maybe you wrote your version, but I'm going to write my version.
Can we co-write?
No.
Why?
Not this. Not yet.
Why?
Because I'm going to create issue 1. Then we can co-create.
Then why am I going to have to sign it?
I didn't say you had to.
I do.
You're going to do a cover for it.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I'm signing every single one of them.
Every single one that you of your cover?
No. No. Only a few of them.
Okay.
No, like every single one.
We're going to have a bunch of covers for it. Different covers.
10.
Maybe 10.
We need one.
I did a couple. I got to show. Remind me to show you the couple I did.
Where?
I'll show you later. Just remind me.
Okay.
So okay, my Dad, goal is to finish.
Show me it. I reminded you.
Kids.
Kids. I'm not a kid.
I will. My goal is to hopefully finish the script by the end of September. I've also committed to doing a convention now in the April. So we might do one earlier, but my goal is to have issue one completed by May. We'll see if I can pull that off. Maybe April, hopefully.
May!
So looking
forward. 2026?
What?
2026.
Yes. May of next year. The upcoming May.
We should have it May on the May the 4th.
No.
We should have it released May the 4th.
I'm hoping it'll be before that.
Star Wars Day.
Because now I pushed it to like April 25th. So
that
would be nice to have books in hand by then. But also on this trip, I'm looking forward to reading the Batman White Knight and being able to have that guy on the episode in a couple weeks. So that'll be fun. We'll go to part two when to get your answer. I'll make a note. I have to make a note.
I'll also make a note.
There we go. Make it right here.
I already made the note. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. So.
Huh, I didn't go in an AKA.
What? What?
It's fine.
Okay, what did you watch this week? What was the any games or shows this week?
Fortnite.
You and I both played a little bit of Fortnite.
I saw a Power Rangers movie on Netflix. I watched like the first quarter of it. Nothing to do with Power Rangers except the first 30 seconds of it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I stopped watching it.
What did I watch? I watched a movie.
Then I also rewatching Death Note.
I watched, while I was editing and creating, I watched True Romance. It's a Tarantino movie, but there's a scene in the comic book store. And then I watched, as she said, a bunch of Kill Tony. And we played a little bit of Fortnite, and I've done a lot of work. I haven't really played many games this week. It's question time.
Question time. Question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo, 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 woo. Ask me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time. Did you notice you have two sets of things? All right, so do you want to do the first part?
Okay. Question time. Comic artists, this or that. Okay. Who co-created Spider-Man with Stan Lee? Jack Kirby or Steve Ditko?
Steve Ditko.
Correct. Who drew the iconic Infinity Gauntlet series? George Pendez or Alex Ross?
Ross?
That's what I said, Ross.
That's what I'm guessing is, yes. Ross. Okay.
Yes. wait, hold on. But was that the second one? This is why I need a pen. So I can mark them off as I go. Because I lose track that easily.
Use your other paper and just slide it down.
Okay. What was your guess for number two?
Ross.
Incorrect.
So what's the answer?
George Pendez.
Okay.
Or Pierre. Perez. Who was the main artist behind Batman Hush? Jim Lee or Neil Adams?
I mean, it's a complete guess, but I'm going to guess Jim Lee.
Correct.
Sweet.
Who gave Wonder Woman her modern residence in the 80s? George Pendez or Frank Miller?
Pendez?
Correct. Who co-created Deadpool? Rob Liefeld or Todd
Rob Ledfield.
Garland. What?
Rob Ledfield.
Correct. Who painted the realistic art in Kingdom Come? Alex Ross or Dave Gibbons?
Complete guess, but Gibbons.
Wrong. It was Alex Ross.
Okay.
Okay. Who is known for illustrating The Walking Dead? Tony Moore or Greg Capullo?
Greg.
Wrong.
I mean, these are complete guesses. I have
Tony
no clue.
Moore, early issues.
Okay.
Do I do this page too?
Is it okay. More of those same questions? Yeah, go ahead.
Who created the heavily sizzled Sin City artwork? Frank Miller or...
One more time. Who created what?
Who created the heavily stylized Sin...
Stylized?
That's what I said. Stylized Sin City artwork.
Sin City?
Sin City artwork.
Sin City artwork. Okay. I know the answer. Yes, I know the answer to this one.
Who is it?
Frank Miller.
Correct. Who co-created the new mutant character, Warlock? Warlock. Bill?
No clue.
Shinkwiz or John Brim?
The first one.
Correct.
Yes.
Who drew the original Teen Titans, 1960s? George Pendez or Nick Carty?
Pendez.
Okay. Nick Carty. Pendez took over in the 80s with... New Teen Titans. Okay. What is your
name? Is that all yours?
Yeah.
All right. So I've just got some more famous multiple choice questions for you.
Yay, I love multiple choice.
Who created Spider-Man?
Stan Lee.
Alongside Stan Lee. Don't cheat.
This isn't cheating. You gave me the answer. Pendez.
You cheated and
I did
still
not.
Got it wrong.
I did not. I didn't even look at it.
So A, Steve Ditko, B, Jack Kirby, C, John Romita Sr., or D, Gail Kane.
Wait, say him again.
Steve Ditko. Jack Kirby.
No, the first one.
Yes. Yeah, Steve Ditko. That was part of the this or that a minute ago.
I know, because I totally remember. What?
Oh, the camera was shaking. Did you kick the
No,
tripod?
I didn't.
Okay.
I did not kick it.
The Dark Knight Returns in 1986, the gritty Batman classic, was written and drawn by whom? Grant Morrison, Alan Moore, Frank Miller, or Jim Starlin?
Frank Miller.
You're correct.
I totally guessed that.
Which artist is famous for his run on X-Men and co-creating characters like Storm, Colossus, and Nightcrawler? Is it Dave Cockrum, John Byron, Chris Claremont, or Neil Adams?
Neil Adams.
No, it was Dave
That's
Cockrum.
What I said. It's Dave Cottom, I'm pretty sure. You gotta edit that in now.
Dave Cockrum?
That's what I said.
Gotcha.
Yeah, totally what I said.
Alan Moore is known for Watchmen, V for Vendetta, and Swamp Thing. But which of these three did he not write? From Hell, Miracle Man, Hellblazer, or League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Say that again.
from Hell, Michael Mann, Hellblazer, or League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Hellblazer.
You're correct.
I knew that.
Who co-created Captain America in 1941 with Joe Simon?
A piece of crap. I don't know.
Who co-created Captain America in 1941 with Joe Simon? Ken Lee, Jack Kirby, Bill Everett, or Carl Borges?
Carl Borges.
Jack Kirby.
That's what I said. It's totally Jack Kirby.
Todd McFarlane.
McFarlane, that is McFarlane Toys. That is so funny. He made McFarlane.
He makes comics, too. He makes Spawn.
Wait, McFarlane Toys? Like the toys?
Yes, Todd McFarlane.
Like the toys?
Yes.
Like the FNAF?
Yeah.
That's amazing. They look kind of crappy, but you know.
Todd McFarlane is best known for co-founding Image Comics and creating which character?
Multiple choice.
Savage Dragon, Witchblade, Spawn, or Youngblood?
Youngblood.
I literally just said he created Spawn.
Oh.
Not realizing it was the question. He created Spawn and started Image Comics.
Mm-hmm.
Which groundbreaking comic writer was awarded an MBE, Member of the Order of British Empire, by the Queen Elizabeth II for services to literature? Jeez. Which groundbreaking comic writer was awarded an award by Queen Elizabeth for services to literature? Neil Gaiman, Alan Moore, Grant Morrison, or Mark Miller?
Mark Miller.
Nope.
Oh, Sinmore.
Nope.
Other one.
Yes, it's one of the other two.
But what are the other two?
Neil Gaiman or Grant Morrison? Nope.
The other one.
Correct.
Why?
Neil Gaiman.
That's your what Gaiman, I said, Gaiman. Totally.
He wrote The Sandman and...
I know, because that's what I said.
Stuff like that.
That's what I said, totally. I cut my toe. I cut it. No, I didn't cut it. I think it has a piece of glass in it. I'm fine.
All right. So that's a wrap on episode one. Or, sorry, part one.
I
that's
didn't know it's episode one. That was like in October.
That's a wrap on episode 31, part one. That concludes part one. Come back next week for part two, where we go over our convention polls and talk about the convention we went to.
Yeah.
Make sure you like, follow, subscribe.
Yeah.
Panel P merch.
Yeah. In the description.
All that down in the below. Down below, up above, wherever you are.
Yeah. Here, I'll make the sound effects.
Perfect.
That'll set.
Comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.